Okay, today's date is October 13, 2001, approximately 8:30 p.m. Hi, Detective Fleming. I'm here talking with lives at okay. If what I'd like you to do is you can just let me know. I just want you to give me a story of what happened, what you saw, and then I'll probably have some questions for you.
Okay. Well, my brother and I were inside watching a movie, mm-hmm. and we heard 5 gunshots and a cop's beep, and then we went outside. My brother said, "What was that?" And we went outside, and we're just like, okay. And we saw the cops outside telling somebody, "Drop your gun, drop your gun." And we saw it was that, which is really close friends of the family. And we saw the guy outside, and he's just like walking away, like whatever, ignoring the cops. And then I guess I saw one of the cops like hit him or something, and then he started walking across the street. And then I saw him coming towards us, and I'm like, okay, get inside, inside. I want you inside. And my brother stayed outside for a little bit. I'm like, get inside right now. And then as soon as we got inside, we heard gunshots again, and we went back outside, and the guy was lying on the floor.
Okay. Now, you were watching a movie. Where were you at in your house watching a movie?
In the living room.
In the living room? Okay. And about what time was this?
I think it was 6:30.
Okay. And after you heard the shots, you mentioned something about a police...
A motorcycle cop.
Oh, it was a motorcycle?
Mm-hmm.
That was after the shots?
After the shots.
Okay. Heard a motorcycle. What was that doing?
Excuse me?
What was the motorcycle doing?
He was just going to the side, I guess.
Okay.
I heard him, and then I heard it stop, and I'm like, okay.
Okay. And after you heard the shots, what did you do?
We went outside to go check what was going on.
Okay, and what did you see?
We saw 2 cops in the front yard. And they were telling the guy, drop your gun, drop your gun.
Okay, and what guy were they talking to?
Our neighbor, the guy in the green shirt and shorts.
What color shorts?
I think they were green.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Good, you know he is, or he's your neighbor?
Yeah.
Okay, so where?
2 doors up from us.
Okay, so across the street here?
Yeah, across the street.
Okay, mm-hmm. So if your neighbor lives on the west corner of...
And then Lisa lives on the other side of the corner.
Okay, so she lives on the east corner of...
Montgomery.
Montgomery and Flores, okay. So you go outside, what was the guy doing with the green...
In the green shirt, he was
green
trying
shirt.
To get back into the house, and I guess he didn't get into the house and came back to his house, but his shirt was all bloody and he was carrying something in his hand.
What was he carrying in his hand?
I couldn't make it out. It looked kind of like a gun, but then it looked kind of like a knife.
Okay. But you saw him trying to get in the door?
Yeah, I saw him trying to get in.
Was he saying anything?
No, he was just shaking his head, walking away.
Okay, and you said you saw blood?
Yeah, I saw blood on his shirt.
Whereabouts on his shirt?
On his left-hand side, the lower left-hand side.
Was the shirt untucked?
Yes, it was.
Okay. And then what happened?
I guess he tried to get back into his house, and he was ignoring the cops, and then I told my brother to get inside, and as soon as we got inside, like 2 seconds later, we heard, drop your weapon, and he wouldn't drop his weapon, and we heard shots.
Okay, when you saw him trying to get in the house at the door,
mm-hmm.
from right there, tell me then what happened. I mean,
I saw one of the cops get that stick thing and hit him.
Where at?
I don't even know. I just saw him hit him.
Okay. What was the, do you know what the police officer looked like?
No.
Okay.
I know he had black hair.
Black hair?
That's about it.
Okay. And what happened after he hit the guy in the green shirt?
Nothing. They just backed off and they tried going around the house, trying to get into the backyard. And I guess he could get in, or I don't know if he got in or he didn't get in. But after that, I saw him coming across the street, and that's when I told my brother to get inside, because I thought he was coming toward us.
Okay, who tried to get in the backyard?
One of the cops.
Oh, one of the cops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what did the guy in the green shirt, what did he do after they hit him?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Okay.
I didn't see the outside.
All right, and how did he get from...
Started crossing the street to his house.
Okay, how did he do that?
He was walking.
Just walking?
Walking like nothing had happened. Just all normal.
Okay.
All calm.
Alright. And then what happened?
He tried to get into his house, and I saw him look at us, and I told my brother to get inside. And that's like, as soon as we got inside, we heard the shots.
Okay, so you didn't see any other...
We didn't see anything else. But then, like, after we heard the 8 shots, we came outside and we saw him laying on the floor.
Okay. And was anything being said when he was trying to get into his house?
No.
No.
Nothing was said.
Okay. Did police say anything at all?
And they told him to drop his weapon.
Just drop the... Is that what they said? Drop your weapon?
Drop your weapon.
Okay. And did he?
I don't think he did.
But you're not sure?
Yeah.
And why is that?
Because that's when we went into the house. When he was coming towards us, I told my brother, get inside. And we came inside. And after that, we heard, drop your weapon. I guess he did it, and then we heard the shots.
Okay, and then what happened?
We came back outside, and we saw him laying on the floor, and the cops were around him to see if he was okay or whatever. And then, like, everybody started coming, like, the ambulance and the paramedics and everything.
Okay. All right. Now, you know he's your neighbor, but you don't know...
I don't know his name. We try to avoid him.
Why is that?
Because there has been times when he's been outside in his backyard naked, and his wife is kind of... She's an alcoholic, and it's just not the type of people we would like to socialize with.
Okay. Do you know the wife, though?
I know the wife.
What's her name?
I don't know her name either.
Okay. All right. And what kind of things do you hear? Why? How do you know he's naked in the backyard?
Because me and my sister have walked down the street to the park, and we saw him naked outside once.
Okay. How long ago was that?
Like, when they first moved here, I think it was like 7 months ago.
Okay. How often do you see him, other than that?
Just once in a while.
Okay.
Not as often. I see his wife on. He used to see his wife all the time. She would walk up and down the street with the little dog. She would talk to everybody.
Yeah. She really nice or friendly or?
She was nice, but it just seemed like something was wrong with her.
Okay. Did they ever fight?
We never heard any arguments.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, living right next door, you haven't heard any type of arguments or any?
No. We just heard the guy speed off, like slam the door and speed off. That's about it.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
Well, that happened once last week.
Okay. And have the police ever been here before? At their house?
At their house, no.
Not that you're aware of?
Not that I am aware of.
Okay.
there anything else you can think of that happened today that you didn't tell me?
Are they going to be okay?
I don't know. You know, I know he was taken to the hospital. That's all I know at this time.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll conclude this interview at about 8:38.